Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, survival of the fittest, going down. Yeah, a lot of people this week have said, man, I really wish I was alive in Survivor still. Could use that dream of the money. I love the beer bong. I think that is so good. I never really thought about that comment, but just the beer bong of the contest, it's so true with that movie clip. We'll do one. We'll just do one. Like, no. Like, I'm already thinking about I have a bunch of spots in numerous pools for this year. And Sam, I'm already thinking about maxing out next year in Circa. It's they get your hooks in you, man. As soon as people are eliminated, they're thinking, all right, should I buy back in? Because you can buy pieces now on the internet. Like, oh, I'll buy 20% of this one or whatever. Once you're eliminated, it hurts. But then you're thinking, how do I get back in?
I've been off for a long, long time. And Survivor. I hate to break it
revival.
To you.
Revival. You're thinking Revival.
I'm thinking nothing. Revival. No more Survivor. No more Touchdown Survivor. No more Kelly in Vegas. No more. No more Crack to the Crackhead. I'm good on the pools. I was laughing, though. The Chicago
Boys.
I think I'm going to do
a Revival.
They want to do for you. More entries next year. And I don't want any part of more entries. I really don't.
Tom, I'll take your spot.
Okay.
I'll do the more. How many did you guys do?
We did two. They want to do three or four.
See? What about 10?
10? No, I don't want to do 10. I never make October.
You got to max out. All right. This week in Survivor, week 8, NFL. Look, it's obvious, but I'm going to explain why you should probably do this. I don't want to take the blame if something crazy happens, but obviously we go to the highest point spread. And we have, it's not as much of a gap anymore since Mariota is going to be playing for Washington. But the biggest point spread of the week is 2 touchdowns. It's 14. There are some places that are leaning 14.5. Maybe they end up going there. The Colts favored over the Titans, a divisional matchup. The biggest reason why, Sam, any pool that I have the Colts available with in, then I will be using them, is future value. Even though the Colts are having a very good season, they have little future value. So you have a team that's on fire, a 2-touchdown favorite, and if you look down the road, I'm like, oh, at KC, there'll be a dog. At Seattle, probably be a dog. Other games, Pittsburgh on the road, Atlanta, Houston, Jacksonville, twice. Divisional matchups. San Francisco, when they're probably going to be healthier. No future value. 2-touchdown favorite. Any spot where I have not used Indianapolis. Sam, I think you've got to use the Colts this week if you haven't yet.
I still think the Chiefs are interesting. I've heard a lot of people saying you don't want to use the Chiefs. I mean, people are going to say that about the Chiefs all the way through. You got to save the Chiefs. Got to save the Chiefs. I don't think they're losing this game. How many times can you say you're going to save a team and then eventually you get to the end and you don't want to use them ever because they're just playing good teams down the stretch? Now, is there a spot or two down the road for the Chiefs? Of course. But I think a lot of people with the great teams, they kick the can down the road. And the reality is teams like Kansas City historically don't have much to play for in week 17 and 18. Now, maybe it's different this year because KC started with all the losses early in the season. But I never understood people saving the Buffaloes, the Phillies, the Kansas Cities. Well, I'll use them 16, 17, 18 when a lot of times they're not giving you a full go in week 17, week 18. So I don't know. Again, I've famously said on this show, I suck at Survivor. But it feels like Kansas City is in a very, very decent spot to win this game. Prime time at home. You're favored by 12.5, 13. How many better spots are there for Kansas City and Survivor? I can't think of one.
And here's the best reason that to use Kansas City this week, to your point. I don't know if I will, but they're a good selection, a very good selection. If you go on Pool Genius projections for ownership this week, Indy, number one, 32%. Atlanta, 25%. Cincinnati, 16%. New England, 10%. Philadelphia, 6%. Pool Genius is saying that in the majority of pools, based on the data that they have right now, that you can take the second biggest favorite of 12.5, 13 range. You get Patrick Mahomes, the offense, the way they're moving, going against a backup quarterback at low ownership. Meaning if it's a wonky week, very good chance that you're in an awesome spot and you're just sitting pretty. And maybe you're one of the few people that are left. So to your point, with everything you said, I'll add on to that. You get them when nobody else is on them too, which is an amazing spot to be in.
If you had one entry, and I know you have more because you're good at Survivor, unlike me, you've got what, 13 bullets left, give or take?
Something like that, yeah, give or take.
Must be nice, Paul, to just say I don't know how many I have. I think I have 13. Maybe
just
13.
Like 13. Yeah.
No big deal. I may have joined two more pools last week.
Oh, so that's why you don't know, because you're an addict. That's why you don't know exactly how many pools you have. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Daddy needs more. Daddy needs more. Okay. All right. So let's just throw double digits on it. You have double digit entries left, and that's good. That's awesome for you. I am very happy for you. If you had one, we're going to play the hypothetical game. My phone is telling me to stop using hand gestures. So I'm going to stop using hand gestures. I just got that prompt on my vMix. Stop using hand gestures. Okay. If you had one entry.
Who cares at this point?
I honestly, like, this is this week. This is the cherry on the sundae of a very, very hectic week. If you had one entry, Joe, are you taking
it? I dare you to tell me about my hand gestures today.
I got a hand gesture for you, Apple. Are you taking Indy or KC if you have one entry? You got a golden bullet. You can only take one. Indy or KC?
Oh, I got one. I'm going game theory. I go with KC.
Okay, follow up. Indy or KC in Circa, where KC is a Thanksgiving option and a Christmas option.
And a Christmas.
Yeah, that complicates.
Do I have other options? Do I have other decent options?
Like,
you know, did I save
on those
anybody
days?
Else? Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
right.
Hold, please.
I'll tell you guys, like, honestly, Atlanta is where's the music?
Who are you?
Get the 3-2-1 music.
That's it. By the way, let's not to get off rails here, but I think let's chart that segment too. We should track that segment in the future. Who are you? That could be a great segment. Who are you?
Who are you?
Atlanta.
All right.
Is there another spot? Other spot to use them? See, they're going to be popular though. But like, I think they're going to win, and you get to just survive another day and mark Atlanta off. Because if you don't use them now, I don't know when you will.
Yeah, that's where I came down. Like, I have one spot for Colts. I have less than five, Sam, for the record. I think I've got like four spots.
Okay.
So I'll use the one spot. I used Colts in most of them already. So I'll use the one spot I have left in Colts. With Colts, I'll use them. I'm going to use at least one or two Atlanta, but now you got me thinking Chiefs. I don't know that I can do it in Survivor. Just to come back to the hold, please. Packers, Lions, Chiefs, Cowboys, Bengals, Ravens on Thanksgiving. I guess maybe Ravens. And then if you go to Christmas, you got Cowboys, Commanders, Lions, Vikings, Broncos, Chiefs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So you might be able to get away without using Chiefs. If you had multiple entries, I might burn one here.
I like the three that we mentioned. I have a list of teams that I'm probably not going to use. So I want to quickly rifle through those and tell me if you guys disagree. Okay, Buffalo off the bye at Carolina. I'd rather not use a team at Carolina because they play well at home and, you know, it could be a one-week bump for that. I want to see the Bills do it, right, before I start taking them with my Survivor life. Philly, Giants. Man, the Giants look so good right now. They're kind of scary right now. I don't want to pick on them. So if I have other options, I'd rather go there. New England, Cleveland. After a three-game road trip, yes, they're on a roll. I want to see Drake May do it against a great defense. He's going to have his opportunity with Cleveland, so I don't want to use New England in Survivor. Cincinnati. Flacco. I don't think he's good. So everything came together last Thursday. And to bank on that performance happening again, because we all saw it last Thursday, I think is a little bit dicey, even though you're going against a backup quarterback. And then Baltimore, Chicago, like, look, yeah, I think Baltimore's going to win. But Lamar practiced for the first time yesterday. I don't know how healthy he is. I think he's going to be good to go. I expect this number to close at a touchdown or higher. But I want to see it from Lamar. I want to see him back from the injury. I want to see this team look good because they still only have one win on the season. So with so many options, that's a list that I'm probably not going to take. Buffalo, Philly, New England, Cincinnati, Baltimore.
I would do Baltimore. You know they're winning.
You would.
I don't know about covering. They should win, though.
Are you worried about Lamar's health? They still haven't said he's in yet.
I'm more worried that he's picking up those. Did you see the picture of him at the fast food place with the two trays?
The taco.
Yeah, I'm like, yes. Dude, you eat like me. What are you doing? Aren't you recovering from an injury? Why do you have two plates, two containers?
Did you see?
That's what I'm worried about.
I think you know why. You know why, right?
No.
Dude, he was. All the stories about the video is like he was high as hell.
Oh.
He was flying. Well, now, I don't know. Maybe you would be able to tell better than me.
Maybe.
We can dissect that further. Matt Fortune on the other side. College football. This is Bet Sweats Joe O. Sammy P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.